have been like working with Coach Singletary, who was obviously a pretty good linebacker back in his day?
Say it again?
What's it been like working with Coach Singletary, who was a pretty good linebacker back in his day?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, it's been a great experience thus far. Every time he speaks to me, you know, it's like something new. But it feels great, you know, to hear him give me insiders, just give me tips, and just tell me, you know what, just play the game how you know how to play it.
Did you know much about him before you got to San Francisco?
Well, I didn't know a whole lot about him. I knew the name. I knew that, you know, he was a great defensive player for the Bears. I grew up, a big fan of Walter Payton, watching the autobiography and stuff. And so, they talked about the Coach Singh and, his work ethic and whatnot. And then I had been to Senior Bowl. And before I went to the Senior Bowl, I'd done a whole background check on him as far as, where he was from, what type of person he was, where he'd been, where he played, where he coached. And so I have an understanding of who he was.
What do you think of like guys like James Harrison with Pittsburgh getting fined for those helmet-to-helmet hits? I guess what do you, does it change the way you have to play? Do you find yourself thinking that I can't do this, I can't do that? I guess how do you see that?
Honestly, obviously, we know as on the defensive side, we feel like the game is being taken from us a little bit. But as far as the way you play, you try to be smart and not do things intentionally, but at the same time too, is when you're out there playing, for me, I know I don't really think about it a whole lot. I just think, what can I do to get this guy down? How can I stop him from getting the first down? How can I stop him from gaining yards? And sometimes, you have those kind of collisions, and it sucks because they take money out of your pockets for it. When it's unintentional, but I guess that's the way they're doing things now.
It's gonna be pretty hard considering how fast you guys are playing. I mean, it's gotta be pretty hard to make that split second decision, isn't it?
It is. It's real hard. I mean, I know just here recently in one of our games, our guys, just go come free on a blitz, and he's about 4 inches taller than the quarterback, and he hit the quarterback, and they throw the flag, and it was down at the goal line, and I think they ended up scoring on that same drive. But and you're thinking like, man, this stuff like this really is what what changes the game. It will cause the team to, cause the team to lose, but I mean it changes momentum. It does a big difference in a game, and you hate to see it like that, but what can we do about it?
Coach talked earlier about how focus has really been the key of winning 3 of the last 4 games. Do you agree with that?
Big time. We knew coming in, early in the season, we put ourselves in a. Coming in early in the season, we had high expectations, and we still do. But we had our high expectations of having a great record at this point in the season. But unfortunately, we don't. But our expectations to win this division are still there. And so that's our mindset right now, is just stay focused and give ourselves a chance.
Have those expectations really changed the mood in the locker room right now at this point through 11 games?
Say again?
Had those preseason expectations really kind of creeped into your mind here, going 4-7 through the first 11 games?
I mean, a little bit, because we know that, that time is short, that we don't have a lot of time, and every move we make is critical. It's like playing, at this point right now, it's like playing chess. You can't afford to, just make a move just to make one and see if you can get lucky, and beat the other guy across from you. Right now, it's every move is critical, and everything counts. So, right now it's all in, it's all or nothing.
Hey, what do you think about Packers offense that really hasn't run the ball that much?
Aaron Rodgers to me, I know him as a friend, a great guy. To me, he's one of the better quarterbacks in this league, and he can throw the ball. If you let him get the feeling good, and he got a heck of receivers from Greg Jennings to Jones to Driver Nelson. He got some guys around. He got some weapons, and we really have to make sure that we focus this week on our preparation and get ready to go play a good football team.
You didn't really mention any of the running backs in that group of offensive talent for the Packers.
Oh, I thought you said passing. No, we know that Jackson. I know him. Him and I came out, I think, the same year productive running back, a good running back. And then you also have, Grant's not there this year.
You guys have Troy Smith playing quarterback right now, have had some success there. How would you kind of describe him on the field and off the field?
I mean, on the field, you know, he's a guy that he has confidence in what he's out there to do. You can tell he loves playing the position. He's always up for the challenge to go out there and make that offense run. And then off the field, I mean, he's a great guy to be around. He always has you laughing, but at the same time, too, you know, he's a serious guy when it's time to be serious. But when your day's going bad, if you want to laugh, just find Troy. He's always somewhere smiling or cracking a joke or something. So.